Welcome. This is Sunlight Medicine of the Soul. Today we're talking about gratitude. What is gratitude? In most things, for me, gratitude is a place where we understand the possibility of our life becoming more wholesome. What does it mean to be grateful? Almost a year ago, pretty much since this month, a year, I have gotten into a car accident. I was just enjoying a really amazing night with good friends, and I was the designated driver. After that night, I dropped off some friends and I headed home, and it was pretty much at the wee hours of the morning of the next day. It was around 3:30. I was just driving down the road. I had a green light. I was going, and out of split second, there was a shooting star of a car running the red light, and I hit the vehicle. The vehicle was going so fast, did not catch it in time. If I was there milliseconds earlier, I would not be here speaking to you. Take a moment. I want you to retrace in your life. It doesn't have to be this story, but it can be something else that when you were in dire chaos, something told you that you were enough and gave you everything that you needed. It can be very simple. Simple as if you're drinking some water when you are dehydrated. Or something out of an event that has happened in your life and you survived that experience. So breathe in and breathe out. Let's bring this energy of understanding. What does it mean to have gratitude? Gratitude is a space of seeing things clearly and being very thankful for something that you haven't experienced or may experience again. It could be a lesson that you are relearning or something that you are continually to experience every day of your life. This experience of being grateful could be just a breath. Just breathe in life, and you breathe out. experience. You are the prime vehicle of gratitude. Gratitude is your medicine to ground you into your moment of being present. How do you use gratitude in your day? After the accident, realizing that I lived through it, had me experience that I was still here. Another opportunity for me to live, for me to shape my life, maybe a little differently, to observe something in me that I was lacking in my life. A lot of lessons here when we don't become grateful. There's some certain stories that we can attach ourselves here when we're not grateful. This is not an opportunity to take out the whip and beat yourself up. This is an opportunity to see your life a little bit more clearer, so that when things are not going the way you want them to be, look around and observe where in your life you are not being grateful for the things you have. As you breathe in and breathe out, our life is tied through the fabric of space and time. Through people, our relationships, our work, what we eat, how we eat, what we do, and how we deal with them. In my experience, I am grateful for my patience. On the opposite end, I am grateful for my impatience, so that I'm able to learn a lesson. In this process, I'm able to fine-tune my gratitude and become more clear on how I connect to what is looking after me. I'm being more observant on who are in my life matter the most. We are in a cosmic dance of peace, harmony, and a little dose of chaos. And that chaos is part of the dance of change. And that change is the ability of where we can become more present to our gratitude around how we learn through life experiences and how we observe the reality of what we could do with it. Throughout this year, in my personal life, I've personally been up against it. I've been personally tested so many times to beat myself up for the things I do not have. And then once I start looking around and taking a little bit of inventory and really piercing the veil of what is the illusion that is keeping me from being grateful. These are lessons that are there as opportunities of seeing the light in our life. And this is the medicine, how we perceive what gratitude can really teach us on how we become grounded as human beings on this beautiful life that we're living. On the opposite side, the chaotic life that I may view my life is a bit messy. I may not be happy with what I'm seeing. I may be angry at certain things that I do not agree with. But what can I do to change it? What can I do in order for me to be grounded and to be very still and to observe what kind of course shift mindset that I can do to get myself out of this chaotic perception that I have? To observe what I really do have that can serve me without being emotional around the things that I cannot change. This is a space of focus, patience, and a little dose of asking for help. Asking for help doesn't really necessarily is a place of you or me being weak, is a place of you or I to take an opportunity to stretch how I see the world and how I can really come back into my body and be very grounded into a place of harmony, balance. And the cool thing here is, this is you doing the work. The work is consistent on you becoming aware of how you do change and how you become grateful and being grounded in all the areas in your life. You may not see it, the picture clearly, but sometimes shifting your perception in your life and look at it at a different lens can really shift your reality. I'll say this again. Looking it at a different observation of where you're at can shift your reality. And being grateful is the commitment and purpose in this direction. You are being accountable to to shift your reality at that point. I wish you much success, but also I am grateful that you are here and you came this far in your life. And remember, do not give an inch or an ounce or a chance to beat yourself up for something you cannot change. There's always an opportunity for you to do the work and change your life. And give yourself time to become fully present. And that is being aware in your spiritual life. You have a really great time. Hope to talk to you at the next segment.